perseverance is a word that we don't like all that much, you and I, because it speaks of suffering through trials in order to make it through to the end. Who needs that? Not you, not me, right? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. And yet the need to persevere is a constant theme in life. Sometimes it feels good, like the athlete who trains to win a prize, persevering through the pain of building muscle, stamina, and sporting ability. Other times, we see it as a negative, persevering through a difficult marriage, financial hardship, loneliness. Either way, the temptation to give up is ever present. And it's true, too, for anyone who sets out to follow Jesus, to learn from him, to grow in him, to serve him. That often dumps a whole world of pain on our lives. Persecution for one, and temptation. Let's not forget temptation. There are so many things out there that would lure us away from Jesus. Immorality, greed, dishonesty, conflict. The temptation to enter into those sort of things is so great that resisting them saps you of your energy. It's exhausting. Well, now for the good news. Are you ready? 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 8. God will keep you strong until the end, so that on the day when our Lord Jesus Christ comes, you'll be free from all blame. You and I, we don't have to go it alone. Indeed, we can't go it alone. But when you draw close to Jesus, his Spirit in you will keep you strong until the end. So that what? So that on the day when our Lord Jesus Christ returns, you will be free from blame. You don't have to go it alone. That's God's word fresh for you today. And as he strengthens you, you're going to have such an impact on the lives of those around you. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called You Can Make a Powerful Difference. To request yours, stop by at christianityworks.com and you'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Again, that's christianityworks.com.